This week, CBC discovered that children as young as 12 had been present at a known flop house in Prince George. Recently, the house made headlines after 10,000 needles were found inside. Now RCMP confirmed that the house was also a space where youth, possibly under ministry care, frequented. Yesterday, the representative for children and youth had this to say.
My concern here is this is out in the public. We know this is a concern. The RCMP and the ministry are working. People in Prince George need to know that this is happening in their community, and they need to push hard in that community for an appropriate system of care for these young people. It's not appropriate that they live in drug houses and flop houses and be exploited. It's not appropriate for them, and something very bad is going to happen to those kids.
That is Mary Ellen Terpelafon, the BC representative for children and youth. Joining me on the line, Doug Donaldson, NDP critic, and MLA Forrest Akeen. Doug, good morning.
Good morning, Carolina.
You approached us to speak on this issue. Why?
Well, Prince George is close to where I live. I think this is a case that really epitomizes the approach Christy Clark's government has taken to children in care, and I think it's also a case that begs out for some solutions, and solutions are known to address this kind of horrific situation.
Okay, let's start there. What do you think some potential solutions might be?
Well, immediately we have to have an investigation into who the children, who the youth were that were frequenting this house, that were staying in this house. We need to have full health assessments done on those children to see what kind of physical and mental condition they're in. And we need treatment options offered to these children in their home community. So that's the immediate response I would expect and want to see from the minister and the ministry. But in the longer term, I think what we need is more focus from the Christy Clark government. She's had an entire focus of her government on LNG, and children and families have suffered because of that. We need stronger leadership from the minister, a minister who doesn't appear to even know her own policies when it comes to hotel room stays by children care, for instance. And we need the resources at the front line, resources so that we have more social workers on the front line to deal with these kind of cases, and that we have the resources for care for children so they're not ending up frequenting drug houses.
Mm. Yesterday, the ministry told the CBC in an email that it has, and I quote, strict protocols in place to respond to allegations of this nature once youth are in its care. So, Doug Donaldson, why not wait and let the ministry do its work here before calling them out?
Well, I believe that there are strict policies in place. What I'm trying to do is ensure that the minister, the person at the top, fights for the resources for her ministry so that those policies can be followed. And I'll give you an example. We just had the case of Alex Gervais, an 18-year-old who was living in a hotel for several months against policy, and he ended up falling to his death from the fourth-floor window. And
so there was also the Page report as well recently.
And then we had the Page report that pointed out a young Aboriginal woman from the north who was consistently had difficulty accessing services on the downtown east side. And so when another incident like this happens, it's not isolated. It's a trend. And so the minister needs to be held accountable, and we need changes quickly. And those changes can happen. What we need is more residential care options in Prince George and across the north. You know, a 14, 15-year-old who's frequenting a drug house, and we know that that happened back in August when the police first raided this house. So it's been a number of months since then, and 14 and 15-year-old were found in that house. What we need, and we know, those youth have probably been exposed, if not have themselves have done drugs and have witnessed horrific events. They need some therapeutic care, therapeutic group home. They need options like that in Prince George that don't exist.
And does it make sense to funnel more money toward the Ministry of Children and Families? Why not put that money towards more RCMP services in Prince George who can do more checks of flop houses such as the one in Prince George so that we know earlier whether this sort of situation might be unfolding?
Well, in this particular case in August, the RCMP found a 14 and 15-year-old in this house when they raided it. So they did their job. Now, what happened after that? The Representative for Children and Youth, Mary Ellen Terpella-Fawn, says she hasn't seen a child protection report filed with her independent agency, and that's a necessary step when it comes to reporting youth who are in dangerous situations. And so what happened after that? Here we are 3-4 months later, and nothing seems to have happened. The resources, the ministry has been resource-starved. They've lost $100 million between 2008 and 2013. We have social workers. Almost half the social workers in the province have 30 cases on their desk when best practices say 16 to 17, and even Ted Hughes, whose report created the Representative for Children and Youth Office, says 20 is best practice. So the resources have not been there for this kind of incident, and the RCMP have been doing their job, and then we have a gap.
We're continuing to get information on the story about this particular house in Prince George and the children who may or may not have been there. Doug Donaldson, what will you be doing as a politician at the level of the BC government to follow this through?
Well, we've been very, very tough on this kind of issue throughout the fall legislative session, highlighting it as often as we can. We've been asking for answers from the minister and ministry. Often we get responses like, oh, there's privacy concerns. Well, you know, these two children already, the 14 and 15-year-old, have been identified. We need some action, and I'll be making sure that the pressure is on the ministry and the minister especially to take action quickly so we don't have more children in Prince George in this situation. And then leading up to the budget in February, where I fully expect and will hold this government accountable if they haven't provided further resources to children in need.
Well, we'll continue to watch, and we hope to have the minister from the Ministry of Children and Family Development on our program shortly. Doug Donaldson, appreciate your thoughts today.
Thank you, Carolina.
Doug Donaldson, NDP critic for Children and Families, also the MLA for Stikeen. We turn it over to you. What do you think about this unfolding scenario in Prince George? What is the government's role in it? And should there be more funding available? As Doug Donaldson argues, you can let us know 1-866-340-1932.